It's got my boy K-Space in it.
K-Space? I don't know what that means.
K-Space?
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Got it.
K-Space?
It took me a second to put that one together.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
It's time for the Video Destruct Podcast!
Are you sure it's not Vader time?
It's not Vader time. No, I checked.
It's always Vader time.
It is always Vader time. In Vader's world, it's always his time. So,
I should totally cosplay as Vader.
You totally should. Hey, everybody! I'm Brandon Jones. This is Haas. And we're doing another Video Destruct Podcast. The most unstructured, ridiculous podcast in the history of the internet. But I guess
those are words.
Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, a lot of games recently came out since the last time we did this. A lot of good stuff. We put up that Bayonetta video. People seem to like that. How'd you like Bayonetta? Did you end up beating that?
Right at the end.
Right at the end of Bayonetta. Okay, right on. You beat four games since we last did this?
Beat a bunch of games.
There you go.
And I've played a shitload of others.
There's words need to be said.
Video games, right?
Right, yeah, video games, yeah. So there you go. What have you played, and what were your thoughts on it?
What have you played?
I haven't played Jack Squat.
We're going to play something here in a little bit.
We are. We're
You're going to play something.
I'm going to play something.
Our brand new series. That I so creatively named.
We're going to have a new series on the site called Hips. Hey, I played something.
Starring Brandon Jones.
Starring me, who I never play anything. I hardly ever play a video game.
The rule is,
yeah,
I don't have to be in every episode.
No, yeah.
But I think at least once a week,
right,
you record a Hey, I Played Something.
I'm going to try and record a Hey, I Played Something every week.
I don't care if it's a fucking Newgrounds game. Is that still a thing?
Yeah, Newgrounds is still a thing. It's not really a gaming deal anymore. But
do you remember Joe Cartoon?
I remember Joe Cartoon. He was the first one of the first Flash guys in the dinosaur years of the interwebs. Yeah. Joe Cartoon. Yeah. Newgrounds, Ego Raptor, all those guys, they, you know, have gone on to YouTube stardom.
But Hey, I Played Something.
Hey, I Played Something.
For those of you who didn't watch our fucking hallucination of a 24-hour live stream. I think back on it, and parts of it I don't know if they happened.
You're not positive they occurred.
Holy shit, I went back and started clicking through video of that.
Right.
In the archive, which eventually we have to do something with it.
Right, yeah. I
mean, is there any way that we can, like, post it, like, 60 minutes at a time on YouTube?
Yeah, it's automatic. Like, you can do that and just upload the whole thing.
Like,
to
part
YouTube.
Part 1 to 24.
But I did upload, I think, most of the... I did upload all the Halo Reach up there. It's in two-hour increments on YouTube, but it's on private, so...
Okay.
A little behind the scenes there for everybody.
Well, we kind of... I would like to have something like a 15-minute edited kind of best of.
Right, yeah, I know.
Here's a bunch of times I yelled Pup 10.
Which were a lot of times.
It's fucking great. Dude, every time I got it, it was glorious.
It was pretty glorious when you got a pup tent. Pup tent!
My favorite thing was that I would run out like I was trying to save Gus and almost get to him and then just throw it down and go, pup tent! And not save him.
And not save him from the death.
His impending doom.
Oh, man. That's good times.
But Yeah. So during the live stream,
yeah,
you came over.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come over twice or once?
Twice. I came over twice. Yeah. You don't even remember.
I don't know if any of this happened. And we came up with the idea, like, you and I had been tossed around the idea of doing, like, a Let's Play for you.
Right.
Of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Yes.
A game that I love.
Right. Because I do enjoy Platinum games. I think.
What's your experience with the Metal Gear series?
Pretty much nothing. I played a little bit of Metal Gear Solid for when it was on PlayStation, the original, I believe. Yeah. And I played a little bit of the Cube update and everything, the superior one that everybody really likes.
That's what?
Yeah, everybody likes
no
that.
No one ever says that's superior.
Everyone says that's
it's
a superior
it fucking
one.
Shit.
Everyone says that that's
it's
superior.
It breaks
one.
Half the fights. That fucking remake is. Hideo Kojima doesn't even recognize it as real.
Really? Interesting.
To him, it's not canon.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
He hates it.
He hates that game, huh?
Hates it.
Interesting. Well, whatever. Anyway.
Because the first person view in that game,
yeah,
when you can aim in first person, it
yeah.
breaks the fucking Ocelot fight.
Does it?
Because you can just shoot him through the railing.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Hmm.
Fuck that game.
Well, just don't do that and play the game regular without the thing.
That game had a lot of other problems.
Alright, but anyway.
But anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. I know, like, some semblances of the story, and I'm going to get into this when we're playing and everything. I know that there's, like, clones of people and the Sons of the Liberty and the things of the whatever.
Do you know anything about hands?
The hand, like, what? Somebody's hand was cut off and was recloned from it? Like, is that Snake? And then Solid Snake is the clone? That's not him? Well, somebody, is Ocelot the clone? I don't know. I played Snake Eater for about 15 minutes one time, which was a good game. What I know about Metal Gear Solid's plotline is that it's fucking bananas. That's pretty much what I know. So, how close am I when I say that? Is it pretty, like, spot on?
Very little of what you said was accurate.
Right?
But your heart's in the right place. I say we play through a vengeance, and then we play through all the
Metal Gears, huh? Okay.
Because the great thing is, I would be here to help you solve dumb puzzles.
Right, it's true.
But you could just experience that whole series.
The whole series, yeah. It's true, you do own everything. Is Revengeance, like, the most futuristic of them right now? Is it the most...
Yes.
Yeah,
it's after 4.
Okay, right. And you play as the Naked Man, the... That's literally
Raiden.
That's literally the only thing I know of him is that he was naked in Metal Gear Solid, and that's about it. So.
Not all the time.
But that's his claim to fame of that era. Like, so.
And the president thought he was a lady.
That too, yeah. He's very androgynous. So, you know. But I think that'll be fun. I'll definitely be commenting on this while during the playthrough. What we're going to do is we're going to... Well, you know, that's getting into behind the curtain BS. But new series coming out, Hips, Hey, I Played Something Where I Play a Thing. So, there you go. So.
That game's not very long.
It's not.
It may be longer for you.
Right.
You know, since you don't play a ton of character action games anyway.
Sure, sure.
But God, I think I finished that game in like 4 hours.
Interesting.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick game.
But... I played some video games.
We can get a couple playthroughs out of that in a lot of episodes, so...
I played some video games.
You played some video games recently, haven't you? You've beaten some video games recently, so...
I guess we'll start with Sunset Overdrive?
Sure, why not? Sunset Overdrive. Kind of a... It's probably one of the more anticipated ones.
As far as, like, big exclusives go...
Right, yeah.
It's one of the big ones of this fall.
Right. Everybody's real hyped about that one.
All right, let's get all the specifics out of the way. It's an open-world game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know that going into it. I'd avoided all coverage of it other than a couple of trailers and went, I want to play that.
Right.
And just kind of went on a media blackout of it. I didn't want to know anything because I didn't want to be like, oh, I saw all these guns before and everything. Because if you know anything about Insomniac Games, the people who made this game,
they're
the people who always made the Ratchet and Clank games before.
Right.
And they made Resistance, all three of those, and they made a game last year called Fuse, which was kind of bad.
Yeah.
But the thing that their games prior to Fuse were always known for was good art style. Some would say great art style.
Right.
Dope guns.
Right. Yeah.
And Ratchet and Clank had rail grinding.
Right. Yeah. And that's where that
comes
up.
Back.
Yeah, there's the whole thing about Fuse when it was called
Overstrike.
Overstrike. And the preview looked a lot more fun than what came out.
So. Yeah, it looked like the game that Blizzard just unveiled this weekend, Overwatch.
Yeah, right. And then then EA kind of got in there and said, let's blend this up a little bit and make it...
Apparently, in all the focus testing,
yeah,
like, just everybody looked at it and said, oh, this just looks like something my kid brother would play.
Really?
And
that's stupid.
You know what the thing about that is?
Yeah.
Most of the games I played when I was a kid brother were fucking dope.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know what your test problem is. What kind of douchey frat boy you're going after.
Anybody who says that they outgrow games...
Yeah. Shouldn't be.
No, your tastes can change. They can.
They can. They absolutely can.
But you don't outgrow something, your tastes change.
Yeah.
It's still the same game.
Yeah, exactly.
Mario Brothers 3 is the best game of all time.
Yeah.
Whether I still like it now or still think it's the best game in the world right now or not.
Yeah.
When I was 10, that was the best game in the world.
That was the most amazing thing ever.
And that remains true.
Yes, it's true.
Still better than Mario World because fuck Yoshi.
Yeah. You don't like Yoshi at all, do you?
Fuck Yoshi.
You hate Yoshi. Yeah, that's funny.
Mario World is the black album of Mario games.
That's the last good.
It's the beginning of the end.
It's the beginning
of
the end.
Everything that fell apart after that, you can go back to that game and go, oh, that's where it all started to go shitty and none of us fucking saw it.
No.
Oh, man.
No, Mario went bad when they just stopped doing things that were new. That was when Mario went bad. That's why the new Super Mario, whatever the latest one is, like, it actually introduced some new things into that. But before then, like, you know, like, during that time, like, when Galaxy hit and all those things, it was like, okay, so Mario is about mushrooms and Goombas and turtles, and that's it. We don't want to experiment. We don't want to branch out from this at all. He's got to collect stars. He's got to, you know what I mean? But, like, back when it was there, it was...
Yeah, and you know where the stars got introduced?
Yeah.
Mario World.
That's true. In the Star World.
Well, and completing an exit.
Right, yeah.
There were, like, 130 stars in that, and that was for getting out of every exit of every level.
Right, yeah.
So fuck that game. Mario 64 is one of the best games of all time. It's just not a very good Mario game.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a very good Mario game.
You could put Croc Legend of the Gobbos into that game, and as long as it played like that and looked like that for the time,
sure,
it would have been just as,
sure,
you know, just as renowned.
Right.
If that was Star Fox Adventures.
Right, yeah.
You could call that whatever it is, because there's nothing about it that's Mario.
No, not particularly at all.
But I totally digress.
Yeah, right. So, anyway.
But Sunset Overdrive.
Yes, Sunset Overdrive. Back up.
All right. It's made by Insomniac Games, the fine folks that brought you Ratchet & Clank.
Right.
The fine folks that brought you Spyro.
Right.
The ones on the PS1.
Right.
Like, the good pedigree here for, like, art style and design.
Sure.
This remains true.
Okay.
This game has a very exaggerated art style, very colorful art style,
mm-hmm,
that is, if you tried to explain this art style to someone, I would say, what if someone wanted to make a game that looked like a comic, but they didn't just rely on that old trope of, well, everything's got black lines around it.
Right, yeah. Okay. Nice.
It looks like an animated movie. It looks like a comic come to life.
Right.
It has a very cartoony art style.
That it does. Yes.
Which aids that game in a lot of ways when the more ridiculous things happen.
Yeah.
Or whenever they turn to the camera and do some of that fourth wall humor.
Right.
I let most of it slide. There's a few cringe-worthy moments of dialogue in that game.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like, he says, like, oh, man, I almost rage quit there. Fuck. Fuck.
Any of that self-aware
humor. Some of that stuff just makes me want to die when I hear it, man.
Right on.
But, you know, that's any medium.
Right, sure.
when self-awareness, I have a pretty strong disdain for it.
Right.
It's used fairly tastefully here.
Okay, yeah.
The game looks fantastic. It's got your different boroughs. It's really only like... I think it is three land masses, but it's not like your typical Grand Theft Auto unlock the other land masses sort of approach.
Right.
There's just... when you go to other areas, if you don't have any missions there yet, there's probably just not really anything to do.
Right.
There's tons of different kinds of collectibles that you use to build amps.
Right.
And the amps are kind of the crux of the gameplay.
Right.
You combo things.
Yeah.
So let's get to the gameplay real quick.
Right.
This game is basically Jet Set Radio in the sense that you're grinding with your feet, so it's more like rollerblades, although they're just fucking shoes.
Right.
But think about the combo counter.
Okay.
From Tony Hawk.
Right.
Mm. So you're transitioning to different grinds, you know, flipping off of lampposts, bouncing off of cars, doing double jumps and boosts forward.
Sure.
And all of these things that you do that keep you in traversal build up this lightning bolt meter that's on the screen that's your charge meter.
Okay.
And as the meter builds, you go to 1x amp, 2x amp, 3x amp,
okay.
And you actually equip specific amps for, like, you know, the first one is your weapons amp, and then the second one is your abilities amp. So, like, you know, you can have a fireball come off of your melee weapon when you go to hit somebody.
Right.
You can have your guns do extra damage.
Right.
Whenever you're grinding on something, your guns are basically auto-aim. You just sort of aim in the general direction of somebody to lock on.
Right.
At any other time, though, you have to aim at that guy and shoot him.
Right, yeah.
But the game looks fantastic. It's,
right.
It's got a pretty good sense of humor. The boss fights are really, really, really good.
Interesting.
You know, the day of boss fights,
right?
Is kind of coming back in a big way.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one does set piece boss battles really well.
Okay, yeah. So, like, really environmental kind of set kind of deals.
There is a confrontation with what looks like a Macy's Day balloon.
Okay.
That curses a whole bunch.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That
curses a whole bunch.
A whole bunch.
There you go.
So, yeah, sorry, my volume is going to go in and out. My voice is kind of rough.
Yeah.
I've coughed a couple times, so sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, yeah, Sunset Overdrive, it's about, if you mainline that game, it's about 10 to 12 hours.
Right.
If you're there to see everything, get all the collectibles and unlock all the amps and all that other shit, you could probably get more like 20 out of it. It has a co-op component.
Right.
That is really only valuable for you to be playing while you're actually playing through the game.
Okay.
Because you unlock things for the game.
Right.
There's not a lot to see.
Yeah.
In that co-op. It's pretty short. It's not like...
Right.
In the whole world, do your main missions. It's specific events.
Right. Right. How's the customization in that? Is that a whole big thing about it? I remember that being a thing. Somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I had a buddy who made Freddie Mercury.
Okay, that's all right.
Which is okay.
That's real good.
I made Seth Rollins.
Oh, nice. There we go.
The WWE superstar, Seth Rollins.
The best superstar.
Except he had bangs and a sweet mustache.
Okay, because, you know, you know, Seth Rollins.
It's a fucking dope mustache.
You kept the bangs. I remember you when you made the bangs. Not going to get rid of those.
And he's got a great mustache.
Yeah, good mustache.
And a pretty dress.
Oh, good. Because you always dress your guys in a dress, right?
For whatever reason, if you let me put, like, female voices on a man or male voices on a female or mix the clothes, for whatever reason, I'm like, oh, that's dumb. He looks retarded.
We got to do that.
Yeah. Like, just whatever's going to make somebody look really dumb.
Right.
It always gives me a good kick. And I'm not huge into character customization. Unless your game lets you get really super crazy.
Right.
Like Saints Row.
Right.
Saints Row, my favorite two things to do.
Yeah.
Is make the fattest guy possible.
Yeah.
Put him in a yellow pimp suit with gold chains.
Right.
They look awesome. They look awesome.
Yeah, as typical.
And then the other thing you do is you just make, like, the woman with the most ridiculous boobs on the planet.
Right, yeah. Just the most insane things. And give her the Russian voice.
To the point where, like, you're, whenever she shoots her guns, her arms clip through her tits.
Right.
To me, like, whenever you let me break a game, I always kind of really enjoy that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sunset Overdrive, like, I don't know, if I had to, like, put a score on it, that's 4 to 5.
Boom.
That's a great debut. I don't like to really look at it that way.
Right.
It's a great new franchise.
Okay.
I kind of don't know if I want another one of these things in 2 years.
Right, yeah. But they're probably going to do that.
I really love Jet Set Radio. I really loved Sunset Overdrive.
Right.
But, you know, fighting the mutants and fighting the dudes and the robots and...
They'd have to really kind of innovate, I guess, if they wanted to do something else.
It would need to significantly change.
Yeah.
I think the combat in that game, once you get really good at just grinding on everything, I never even thought about the combat.
Right.
I was just looking for the next rail and pulling the trigger.
Right, yeah.
It becomes fairly mindless if you're good at it.
Right, yeah, once you hit the groove and everything.
Once you keep your multiplier going, once you're constantly on surfaces grinding so you never lose that amp.
Right.
You know, it just, you're dominating people at all times.
Right.
You know, I died probably about 4 times in the whole game.
Right.
That's not much.
That's not a lot of times dying. You know, it's not, no Dark Souls is what you're saying in this game.
No. So,
yeah.
That's probably to its benefit. Like, yeah. It's just fun game.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
But that's... you got any questions about Sunset Overdrive?
Nope, just the customization and everything. So that's... there you go. So
it looks great. It runs great. It's, you know, if you're somebody who's out there, you know, looking to buy video game system this year and you want something that's not just bald, grizzled men shooting each other.
That's right, yeah, that was... That was kind of the appeal of this game from most of the internet masses and everything. Was just like, hey, look, it's a shooter that doesn't have a dark brown/gray background and, you know, power armor. So, one question I do have, with that mindless, you know, when you didn't think about the, when you stopped thinking about the combat mechanic because you got good at it, did it ever become, like, really, like, repetitive and... Or do they kind of try to switch it up with those boss battles and everything?
The game wasn't so long that it was just
brutal. So they kept it to a point
where they also wouldn't just throw one type of enemy at you. They had a they usually had a pretty good mix of here's this and then here's like a boss creature, here's a mid boss.
Okay.
You know, and even though like the mutants are susceptible to fire.
Right.
And the robots are susceptible to electricity.
Right.
And the humans are susceptible to bullets.
Right.
But, you know, like, depending on what kind of human you're fighting or what kind of mutant you're fighting, it's like, you know, my compensator shotgun with the testicles on it, like, works really great against the small guys.
Right.
It's not going to do shit against a giant guy.
Sure, sure.
So I need to switch over to the teddy bear launcher that, you know, is explosive.
Right. So there we go. Okay.
So
they keep it fresh with the different types of enemies, different types of weapons. You have to switch to that.
And it's also really good, like, the way that your amps work. You can actually have amps that make, you know, if you're at, like, level 2 combo charge, guys drop more ammo, so you're not worrying as much about switching guns.
There you go.
It balances that stuff really well.
Okay.
As long as you're playing that game the way that it wants and is meant to be played.
Right.
You don't have to really worry about a lot of that stuff. It just goes.
Right. Cool. Right on. Sounds good.
But yeah, like Sunset Overdrive, man, that is a strong recommendation.
Yeah.
You know, it...
Is that a best of the year? Or...
It would make... And I'm going to be making a top 10 list this year.
Right.
That game will probably be on my top 10. It would not make a top 5.
Okay, right.
There's still some stuff left.
Yeah.
You know, this week we got Far Cry coming out.
Far Cry's coming out, yeah.
WWE comes out for next gen.
Yeah,
That's kind of bad stuff about the last gen one.
Yeah, right?
but that obviously wasn't their focus. The campaign mode's not even in that last gen one.
Is it really?
There's an NXT campaign.
Right.
There's not a WWE campaign.
No WWE campaign.
There's no, like, Road to WrestleMania or any of that shit. Mm. Attitude Era, whatever.
Interesting.
So, yeah. That was a weird transition for that,
a little bit. But no, no, it's yeah, we do have some more stuff coming out.
Haven't played Assassin's Creed. Apparently that game's a couple issues.
Right.
But who knows? Maybe they'll patch it. Maybe they'll fix it.
Yeah.
Heard that game is rough in the frame rate department.
Right.
As
rough as Sonic Boom?
No.
Not as rough as Sonic Boom.
No.
Have you heard... Quick transition. This is a bit of a rant I have to take about that one. This game is bad, obviously. It's just hitting the stratosphere. When did it come out? Like
Tuesday.
It just came out Tuesday.
I have that figure right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta play with that.
I'll play with the Sonic figure. I'm all right with that. But yeah, so they came out big, targeted towards the children. They got a
new cartoon
with it. Everything, like just a whole big new package of Sonic. They want to really. They rushed it again, like they did Sonic 06, Sonic the Hedgehog in 2006, you know, pretty much canonically called Sonic 06, which was a broken game. It was basically an alpha that was released to the public. It's kind of, this one's not so much an alpha, it's more like a beta that's been released to the public. The frame rate is at like 5, I believe.
It is, the only way to describe the frame rate that I've seen out of the video I've seen of people streaming that game,
right,
is it's a bouncy ball.
Yeah.
And the very peak of the bouncy ball's height,
yeah,
would be 30. And as that game goes on, the height of the bounce is getting shorter.
Shorter and shorter as things pick up. So
that ball is slowing down.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Fucking CryEngine game?
Yeah?
I didn't even know the CryEngine worked on the Wii U.
Right?
Well, obviously it doesn't. Obviously, I was gonna say,
obviously it does not work on the Wii U. So, yeah.
Is that coming out on 360 and PS3?
I have no idea. I think it's just Wii, isn't it? Because with the last one, Lost World, and it was only on Wii, right? I don't think it came out for other consoles. I think it was on the Wii U.
This one was coming out on multiples.
It's possible.
Because they're trying to make their, you know, multimedia approach with the cartoon and all that bullshit.
True, true. Yeah, they might be doing that, so.
Man, what do you think of those fucking redesigns on those characters?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, aren't they?
That is a fucking shit show if I've ever seen it.
I really like how Knuckles has no neck anymore. I figured they'd just... Whatever, let's take that off.
Knuckles looks like Stretch Armstrong. What the fuck happened to him?
He looks like a balloon animal.
He looks like a Stretch Armstrong that somebody has deformed and put it in the microwave so it would stay that way?
Yeah.
Like, what the shit happened?
They're all wearing, like, post-apocalyptic Far Cry bandages. Like, I don't know what that's about.
And, like, Sonic can't afford shoes anymore because the last couple games haven't sold. So now they just tape up his feet.
Tape up his old
like
shoes.
Like Rusev.
Yeah, it's like, it's just... Oh, man. What a train wreck this game. Did you hear they didn't even release things? Like, they didn't even release press or, like, review... Like, nobody... No review came out for this game because they knew. They knew. Oh man, it's a spectacular train wreck, and I love it. Quite honestly, I want to play that game. I want to make that a Hips episode where I play that game. Maybe you shouldn't be on that episode.
I'll lend you my Wii U.
Right? Yeah. Maybe you should just leave and.
I will lend you my Wii U, and the rule is. I just don't want to know what happens.
You might not have to lend me your Wii U. Because I'm dropping a bomb here about the 30-minute mark. I might be buying a Wii U. I, who doesn't play video games at all, might be buying a Wii U. Why are you looking at me that way? You recommended that if I was going to buy something, I should buy a Wii U. You recommended to me that. So, what?
I mean, I... guess.
What the fuck? You literally said if you were going to buy a game console, you should buy the Wii U. You said that to me. And now I tell you I might be doing that because it's going to be cheap. That's the other thing. Is this holiday, it's probably going to be pretty cheap.
If you get a Black Friday deal on it.
Right. That's what I was going to do because I don't like to spend a lot of money on consoles anyway.
I saw somewhere there's a bundle.
Right.
You get Nintendo Land. Bundaru. You get Mario 3D World. And something else.
Right.
For like $259?
That's not bad, yeah.
For the 32-gigabyte black console?
Right, yeah. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all. That's what I'm saying. It's coming up on deals and everything, and I don't know. I too, like the Wii U gamepad, whereas a lot of people don't. I think we're the only two people that do like it, maybe.
I think it's great.
I think it's cool. I like it. I've you know, held it in my hand. I've played a few games elsewhere on it, and it's
every time good. I see Eric hold it and frown, I'm like,
right.
It feels exactly like a regular controller.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But your hands are farther apart. Like, yeah. That's the only difference. It doesn't feel any different than this.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
I was holding up an Xbox controller.
Yeah. For the people who can't see it.
Yeah.
I might be getting a Wii U, and I might, I'm probably not going to drop any money on Sonic Boom, though. That's probably not going to happen. So
I'll just check that out. Okay?
We can rent it. Make that a rental.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So there we go. Transitioning back, what else have you played?
I played and finished.
Yeah?
Advanced Warfare.
Advanced Warfare. You finished that off.
The new Call of Duty game?
Call of Shooty. Advanced Warfare.
The first game developed by Sledgehammer Games.
Right.
I'll give you a little bit of history here.
Okay.
A lot of the folks that founded Sledgehammer Games are the people who created Dead Space.
Okay, right.
They left after Dead Space 2.
Right.
Actually, before Dead Space 2 even came out.
Right.
And formed Sledgehammer Games.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of brought in. They did some patchwork.
Okay.
To help finish Modern Warfare 3.
Right.
After the whole Infinity Ward kind of fallout after those guys left.
Okay.
And after they finished work on Modern Warfare 3, they began working on Advanced Warfare.
Okay.
This game's about 50 years in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's got my boy K-Space in it.
K-Space? I don't know what that means.
K-Space?
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Got it.
K-Space?
It took me a second to put that one together.
That's my boy K-Space.
Gotcha. Yeah. K-Pax.
We know about my boy K-Space.
I know he was in K-Pax.
I don't know nothing about K-Pax. I know about K-Space.
K-Space? Is that his name in this game? Because that'd be amazing.
God, that'd be great. It's like... Jeremy Irons?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something Irons,
yeah. I think it is Irons.
It's Irons.
It's probably not Jeremy Irons. It's probably not that.
That's an actor.
It's an actor. But it's like, but...
Duke Togo.
Duke Togo.
It's the main character from Golgo 13.
Oh, from Golgo 13. Okay, yeah. You're right. It is. Wow. Wow, you made an anime reference and I didn't get it. How about that?
I just know because of the game.
We're in.
I didn't even know that was a fucking anime.
Oh yeah, dude, that's a big big style anime. But
there you go. I know about anime.
Yeah, you know all about
I've
anime.
Seen like three of them.
Yeah, like Persona, like the first episode of Persona 4 anime. And
that
all
was
that.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I saw Akira.
Yeah, everybody's seen Akira.
I saw like. Vampire Hunter D.
Oh, you saw Vampire Hunter D. I'm sorry.
That was kind of when I went, well, I'm never going to do that again.
I'm probably not going to watch anime anymore.
I think I watched, like, Ninja Scroll and, like...
Oh, never really liked Ninja Scroll, yeah. When
like
I was a kid.
10 minutes of dudes yelling at each other in Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, oh, I don't want to watch this ever.
That's every episode of Dragon Ball, so, yeah.
Good Christ.
You like that Penelope guy, though. He's pretty okay, right? Penelope's pretty alright.
Penelope.
Oh, man. So Call of Shooty.
Ask me anything about Dragon Ball Z.
Who's your favorite Dragon Ball Z character?
That guy that turns into a monkey.
Alright, cool. There's several of those, but alright.
the dude that rides around on a cloud.
Okay, there is, yeah.
He wears a dumb hat.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a monkey with him?
Well, it... Oh, man. I'm not going to get into the lore of Dragon Ball with you. I'd rather not.
How much of what I said was true?
Not, well, there is a guy that rides a cloud, but...
Does he have a monkey with him?
He does not have
a
monkey.
Or is he a monkey?
Well...
Does he turn into a monkey?
Here's the thing.
What about monkeys?
They're an alien race of, like, monkey people. That's the whole deal. So, yeah. Right? The whole thing about Dragon Ball Z is that it's a... I'm not going to get into this. Journey to the West. Have you ever heard that? It's an old tale from China, right?
Well, I played the game, the Odyssey to the West. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, the Monkey King, that whole deal.
Yeah, like, and you're the man with the monkey tail.
Yeah, the monkey tail, the monkey king,
enslaved. Odyssey to the West.
Yeah, Odyssey to the West. Journey to the West is an old fairy tale from Chinese culture.
Is he trying to tell me that I basically played a Dragon Ball Z game?
No, you played a Journey to the West game. Dragon Ball Z is based on Journey to the West. Goku is the name of the Monkey King in Japanese culture. Son Goku. So that's what that whole thing is. It just turned into a giant, like, karate fights, charge-up power fighting aliens thing. Don't know how that happened, but, you know... Whatever.
I have a question. Were they always...
Toriyama's nuts. That's all I can think to say.
One more Dragon Ball question.
Okay,
I've always wanted to ask somebody like a series of Dragon Ball questions. I've never really done it.
Okay, all right.
Were they always like alien people, or did they write themselves into a corner?
They wrote themselves into a corner.
Yes! That's awesome!
Well, I don't know if they wrote themselves into a corner, or if Toriyama just lost his mind when he made Z. Because Dragon Ball, the original series, was Goku as a child... And it was pretty close to Journey to the West, like all the stuff that happened. And he was
Penelope in that one?
Penelope was in that one, but he was the villain. So, and then Dragon Ball Z came out, like it was just like, I just kind of want to take these characters and make them aliens. Like from episode one, basically. It was like, yeah, Goku is an alien. That's why he's the monk. That's what that is. So,
Chow Yun-Fat the grandpa in that?
No, I don't think so, but he is in the...
I played an hour of that PSP game.
Right? Oh, man. Oh, boy.
That's all the Dragon Ball Z questions I
have. That's all the Dragon Ball Z questions. All right. And no, I do not own a...
And what's Dragon Ball GT?
That was later made, like, the even Dragon Ball Z fans hate that one, so I never watched it.
They were, like, super deformed in that, right?
Yeah, it was all, like, weird-looking, and Toriyama had nothing to do with it. The original creator, he had nothing to do with it, so it was just, like, you know, whatever.
The only thing I really like about Dragon Ball Z,
right,
is that I had a friend who was way into it when I was a kid,
right,
and we used to go to the import shop,
right,
and he would buy like bootleg ass the bootsy,
the bootleg stuff,
Dragon Balls, and I would buy like you know weird fucking foreign PlayStation games because I had a mod chip,
okay, yeah.
And so we would both kind of walk way too fucking far in Detroit.
Right.
To this bootsy ass import shop.
Right.
And that guy, as soon as we would walk in, he would go, "Oh, you here for a Dragon Ball?" And
that's awesome.
Dragon Ball.
Oh, I would give that guy a hug. That's amazing. That's the best memory ever.
Yeah.
That's better than any memory I have of Dragon Ball. You have a Dragon Ball!
Dragon Ball! It was better than most memories that I have, period. Let's be honest.
Oh, man. Who would have thought we would talk about Dragon Ball in this episode? Anyway, back on track with, I guess, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. You beat that game. How was it? Was it a fun experience? Was it monotonous? Were the weapons cool?
It's one of the best Call of Duty games in years.
Okay, awesome.
I'm tacit to refer to it as a return to form.
Okay.
Because Call of Duty games didn't necessarily fall off.
Right.
Some people loved or didn't love the Black Ops games. Some people loved or didn't love Ghosts. And,
right.
You know, some people weren't quite as red hot on Modern Warfare 3 as they were on 2.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part.
Right.
There's a reason why those games have continued to be the best-selling games in the world.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely reasons.
And that, you know, that love, you know, anybody who still has that kind of fire, even if you've lost some of it recently.
Sure.
It's as good a time as any to go back to that well one more time.
Right.
And try this out. It is the greatest departure that series has had since the original Modern Warfare.
Interesting.
Because they fundamentally change the way that that game works.
Right, right.
The multiplayer ladder system is still you shoot men and you unlock perks and get new guns and level up and then you prestige.
Sure.
But the actual moment-to-moment gameplay with the exosuit skeletons that they give you in that game
right.
is completely different.
Okay.
You can now double jump, which is like a boost into the air.
Okay.
Like you could in a game like Titanfall
okay.
or Destiny.
Right.
But it's a very quick, almost violent motion.
Okay.
So it's just boom.
Boom, it's in.
And when you're in the air, you can boost forward, you can boost to the side, and you can boost down.
Okay.
So think about this. You can double jump up.
Yeah, and then do a ground.
Boost forward onto a roof.
Right.
And then boost down and melee kill a guy.
Melee kill a guy with a ground pound. So, like, N64 ground pound. There you go.
It's the Mario butt stomp of the first-person shooter genre.
There you go. Awesome.
That game is quick. That game looks gorgeous.
It does look good. It does look really good.
It is... It's not the best-looking game on the system or anything.
Yeah.
But... That game looks great. The faces are amazing.
Yeah.
Especially in the cutscenes. There's a difference between the cutscenes, which are rendered in-engine.
Right.
And the gameplay.
Right.
There's a quality difference. But those cinematics that are rendered in-engine
yeah.
look absolutely phenomenal.
Interesting. Interesting.
And even the in-engine stuff looks great. Hmm. You know when Kevin Spacey comes on screen and he's talking at you, as you're, you know, fucking shooting innocent civilians and shit.
Right.
Looks like him.
Yeah, looks like Kevin Spacey.
You know, and
it
they,
does look a lot like Kevin Spacey. It's kind of
they
scary.
Do all that performance capture, so all the talking is exactly timed correctly.
Right.
You know, we're... The days of the uncanny valley...
Right.
...are pretty numbered.
Right. Right.
You know, no longer do video game characters... In most cases,
right,
just dead eye you.
Yeah, right.
And like, man, you know that
oh, yeah.
syndrome.
Oh yeah.
When you
yeah.
look at a character and you go, "I'm just looking at a fucking robot,
that's
man."
That's a mannequin.
Holy shit!
It's a walking, talking mannequin.
That is somebody with a hand up his ass, just puppeting him to do things.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that game is yeah. phenomenal. It's.
Yeah.
It's the real deal.
The crux of that game being, of the plot, I guess, centered around it, is that you have a cybernetic arm, correct? You lose it in the first mission. That's not a spoiler. Everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
You've seen it. And then, does that come into play a lot? The fact that you have a mechanical hand and whatnot? Is that...
I don't want to spoil too much of that.
Okay.
The first mission, after your hand gets cut off...
Right.
They do some cool stuff with that.
Yeah, do that. Okay, that's good. That's good. So they do, like, put that into play. Okay, I just was wondering if there was...
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it kind of becomes lost in the narrative as it goes along.
You know, I kind of, like, when I started playing it, I almost... I kind of thought about the idea of what if they did, like, you know, kind of a thought treatise on humanity.
Right.
And war.
Right.
And, you know, when you start to lose that.
Right, when you start to lose that humanity, and he's got pieces of robot on him.
And then I thought, you know,
yeah.
this is Die Hard.
Right, right.
Die Hard deals with core emotions.
Yes, yes, it does.
Like,
very, very base, very,
yes.
you know. Yeah.
This terrorist has my family.
Yeah.
I must kill this
terrorist. I must kill this terrorist now.
Yes.
I must defend what is happening. Yeah.
The game does some good things with foreshadowing.
Right.
We're going to get into light spoiler territory for about the next 30 seconds, but
mm-hmm.
if you are surprised at all by any of this, fucking lay down for a while. Kevin Spacey's the bad guy in this game.
Obviously. Yeah, it's pretty not... That's like, dude, I wasn't even planning on playing this game, and I'm like, K-Space is totally the bad guy in this.
K-Space?
I'm totally going to call him that from now on.
It's like, fucking great, isn't it?
It's pretty great.
It feels good to say.
It does feel good to say.
I know.
I like it. I'm going to use it.
You're welcome to it.
All right, cool.
But yeah, like, Kevin Spacey is a fucking bad guy in this game.
Obviously.
The the foreshadowing that they do to that,
yeah,
that you don't necessarily have to notice, like there are environmental clues to that,
right,
before it happens. Some of that stuff's pretty good.
All right. There you go. There you go.
Overall, I'm really curious to see what Treyarch does next year.
Okay.
And here's why.
All right.
I don't think I could ever play a Call of Duty game that doesn't have these abilities again.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, because...
It's so much faster. It's so much more frenetic.
Yeah.
I don't... Like, all of the... The abilities that are like the front shields and shit, some of the exo abilities,
sure.
I don't give a shit about. I'm talking about the raw traversal.
Right.
The double jump, the boost, the dash.
The ground pound.
The ground pound.
Right.
That stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, if there's one thing that a lot of people are complaining about, I don't know if you've seen a lot of this, people are pissed about the melee in this game.
Really? Is it not good, or are they just...
They shortened the range... So you got to be up on a guy.
Way up on a guy. Gotcha.
And the reason why makes perfect fucking sense.
You can dash to a dude now.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wasn't even playing and I got that. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to be in a dude's face to fucking melee kill him.
Right.
But I can zoom straight to you from across the room instantly.
Instantly, yeah. There's no space in between.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
There's no K-space.
Yeah, there's no K-space. There you go. All right, that's the title of this one.
There's no case space.
There's no case space. Oh, man. But it'll never be the title of what I say it's going to be.
It's never the title of what I say it's going to be.
What was the question? I had a question in my head, and I can't remember what it is. Yeah, but it does look interesting. Oh, yeah, no. Do you think, because of that, do you think they're going to branch this off into a separate franchise? Like, maybe they'll keep going with Call of Duties in different ways and experimenting with other gameplay, but they'll always keep the Advanced Warfare universe kind of split off and do, like, a Advanced Warfare branch. Like,
well, this
kind of feels that way to me.
Well, they now have three pillars.
Right.
They have the Black Ops pillar, which is the Treyarch pillar.
Yeah.
Which was already in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That game was in, like, 2030?
30 or something, yeah.
In Black Ops 2?
Right.
There were flashbacks to, like, Vietnam.
Right.
But that game was primarily in the future.
Right.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Which was near future, which was more like 2015-ish.
Right.
And then there's Advanced Warfare, which is 2050.
Right.
All three developers have the different series.
Right.
So that's why by the time Black Ops 3 comes out, or whatever Treyarch's game is next year,
sure,
it will have been 3 years.
Yeah.
Since Black Ops 2.
Okay. Okay.
So yes, the answer to your question is yes, like this will be its own pillar.
Right, they'll be there.
This game seems to be selling really well.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to be excited about Call of Duty in a way that I don't feel like they've been in a little bit.
True, true.
Just because even, you know, jaded guys like me, like, looked at all that shit and they were like, I think I gotta get this year. And...
I might have to get this.
You know, like, I think Treyarch's game, is primed to have exo abilities just because they've already experimented with the future.
Right.
And they can still do some of their past stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've done before, some flashbacky kind of things.
Sure.
Where you don't have those abilities.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer would have those abilities.
Right.
But Treyarch kind of does its own thing.
Right.
Like, the Sledgehammer game, Advanced Warfare, and the, you know, the Ghost, the Infinity Ward series.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sprinting forward and you hold down B, you knee slide.
Yeah. Okay.
And... In Treyarch's game, if you're sprinting forward and you hold down B, you dolphin dive, which is dive to prone.
Okay. All right.
Why is it different?
Yeah. Just because.
I'm just shaking my head. I don't know.
You don't know.
Like,
why
they just do. Different. Like, they. Their games tend to operate at a slightly shakier frame rate.
Right.
Because they have way better fire and smoke that they don't let anybody else use.
Sure. Sure.
Why is their game that way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
They don't use any of the... Like, Advanced Warfare uses a lot of the same voice talent as, like, the Infinity War games.
Sure.
So it seems like the Sledgehammer guys and the Infinity War guys are on the same page.
But then they...
Treyarch, which is now kind of the lead of development.
Right.
Black Ops games are super fucking successful.
Right, yeah. clearly.
They seem to be the lead series now. They do whatever it is that they do.
Right, yeah.
So, it's on fucking telling what's going to be in Black Ops 3.
True. Yeah.
For their own benefit, though, you should probably put that fucking armor in there.
Yeah.
You should probably put that exosuit in there.
Probably put the exosuit in there. So, yeah. Just because that'll give you all the dashy do's and, you know, that stuff. So.
Yeah, there is one kind of fucked up thing about that game.
What is that?
Did you hear about the season pass?
No, what's the season pass problem? Is there a season pass problem?
I wouldn't say it's a problem.
Oh, or is it like...
What? If you're a Call of Duty guy...
Right.
Doesn't really matter to you.
Gotcha.
But what's the most popular mode in Black Ops?
I don't know.
Zombies.
The zombie mode. Right, okay. Is that not in...
Zombies only in Treyarch games.
Oh, okay.
Except this year.
Oh.
It's in Advanced Warfare. But you know how you get it?
You have to buy the season pass to get the zombies.
So do you know how much it would cost you to get zombies this year?
Oh.
$110.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus tax.
Oh, that's brutal. So if you're a zombie guy...
Or you can buy that Atlas Pro Edition for $130 or whatever.
So if you're a zombie guy, that's a hefty price tag. Ugh.
And we don't even know how much is going to be in there.
Right, yeah. We don't know what's going to be, yeah.
Because this game already has... And to be fair, Advanced Warfare is not a bad package.
Right.
It has its three pillars inside of it, like they always do.
Right.
It has the campaign,
mm-hmm.
which is 6 hours. Fantastic.
Right.
I finished it in 2 evenings.
Okay.
Had a blast.
Okay.
I'll play through it again on a different difficulty. It's one of the best campaigns they've made in years. Probably since the first Modern Warfare, it's the one I've liked the most.
Okay.
It's got a complete multiplayer suite with tons of modes, good maps.
Nice.
Great.
Cool.
And it also has an exo mode, which is kind of like Horde.
Okay.
It's you guys holding out against AI.
Holding out against a bunch of stuff coming at you.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So the zombie mode is technically an added thing, so it's a fourth pillar in that game.
Sure.
And whenever I say pillar, I kind of feel like I'm using marketing speak, but I just don't know how else to
say it. Yeah, it is. It's just like, you know, whatever.
But I feel weird about it.
You do? Just because of...
I feel weird about it.
You didn't think you were going to be as psyched about it? What's...
No, I feel weird about that mode only being,
Being
the season pass.
Right, the season pass deal.
I feel like...
Yeah.
As a goodwill thing, maybe give you one map.
Right. Just one thing for...
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, because I don't feel like that game's a bad value, but I also feel like... Man, that's a bridge too far at $50.
Right, yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money for that, yeah. That's pretty...
Or, to be fair, you don't necessarily have to buy a whole season pass. You can buy one map pack for $15.
Right, yeah.
And if you buy the season pass, you save $10 because it would be $60 for all four packs.
Right.
But... jury's out, whatever.
Yeah, right.
I fucking bought a season pass last week.
Did you? Yeah.
This was like 2 weeks ago.
You just
when was the last time I recorded this?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. Prior.
So. I bought the season pass for Titanfall.
Right.
Does that sell for $6?
Yeah. Whatever.
Someone's
no, wait, we did mention that on that. Yeah. We did mention that in the last podcast.
Someone's matches are pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I kind of like Titanfall.
You kind of like it?
It's grown on me.
Okay. That's cool. It's always good when a game kind of creeps into you, because it's
the weird thing is now that, you know how that game had like two modes when it first came out, and it was kind of Spartan and bare, and there weren't enough maps or anything?
Right. They expand on it?
Like, last week it was on sale. You get the game for $25, and then you get the season pass for $6. $31.
Right. Okay.
That game now has like 20-something maps.
Hmm.
10 modes.
Interesting.
They added a horde mode into it, which is really good for free. You don't even need the season pass for that. It's free.
Okay, cool.
They added a mode that's just pilots, so there's no Titans in it.
Oh, wow.
So it's just you jumping around, kind of. It's basically Call of Duty at that point. It's just kind of weird.
Isn't that just Call of Duty Advanced Warfare?
Titanfall got real good.
Hmm, interesting.
Like, if you skipped it before...
I guess they probably just... It kind of feels like they set it out pretty quickly and then didn't have all the pieces on there, and then they're just going to kind of start sprinkling the different pieces on top.
Well, I think now,
they have,
with the time that they've had to kind of hone it, like, they listened to what people had to say, they made a lot of good changes.
Right.
I would be curious to see what a Titanfall 2 is.
Okay.
I don't know if this game necessarily sold well enough.
Yeah, it didn't do that great.
It cracked a million.
Okay.
But I bet it was pretty expensive to make.
Probably.
But Microsoft also paid a bunch of money to make it.
Yeah, yeah.
And market it.
Yeah.
So,
hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, not sure where that franchise is.
EA is in such a weird fucking spot now.
Yeah.
Because, man, like, they're canceling games left and right. And
yeah, I've noticed
that. A lot of their stuff is fucking bailing. Like,
yeah.
EA, like, 5 years ago, EA was a powerhouse.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of, like, a CEO shuffle. Like, all of their top brass is changing over. That is a company in a weak position right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. They are prone. They are absolutely prone at this point.
But the good thing is,
that anemic show at the E3, just that complete, just bastion of snore that they put out for that show. Like, seriously, ugh.
But they have the like exclusive rights to publish all Star Wars games now. So
yeah, I'll probably say
that. I'm sure they'll fart out a bunch of stuff.
That'll keep them floating until they get all their CEOs in line, I guess.
I had someone the other day say to me, like, "Man, I'm pretty excited about the new Battlefront game." And I said, "Why? They haven't shown fucking anything."
The Star Wars Battlefront?
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything about that game
because they haven't shown anything. It's not a game!
I guess that would be why, then. Well, that's bizarre.
I, like, yelled at this man in public. I was like, what the fuck?
I picture you slapping him in the face. Like, what?
Same guy, like, a week earlier. Like, I don't know. I feel like he does this for his own entertainment or something, because he knows it drives me fucking insane.
He just,
like,
pokes you.
You see they named the new Star Wars movie? And I turn around in my cube and said, who gives a fuck? And turn back around.
That was The Force Awakens. Did he tell you what it was?
I thought it was called A New Paycheck.
No, yeah, probably. Like, not the Lucas. Anyway.
Boom.
Yay. Anyway, but for Disney, yes.
You mean to tell me he's not getting anything?
Oh, yeah, he's getting stuff. Don't get me wrong. He sold those rights to make the movies, but yeah, he's getting a check from Disney. There's no doubt. He ain't letting that intellectual property go.
He's pressing Leia figures in his basement right now.
He's gotta keep his $100 bill toilet paper. Oh, man. So
I just keep thinking about him and fucking Steven Spielberg raping Indiana Jones.
that's whatever I picture.
I still never seen that movie.
Yeah. Oh, the Crystal Skull? Yeah.
The monkey swinging, whatever?
Yeah, it's not good.
Never seen it.
It's not good. It's not as terrible as everybody thinks it is. It's got bad scenes and good scenes, just kind of a mix of nothing. So
it wasn't Indiana Jones getting raped on a pinball machine?
It was not Indiana Jones getting raped on a pinball machine. That never happened.
Try to tell me that South Park is not factual?
Not factual at all, no. It's
that
good.
That Oculus Rift episode this week was real good. I finally saw it.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Go on, South Park.
That episode's great.
All right, shall we? I guess we can wrap this one up. Well,
no, I got more.
I know, but we can wrap this up with the last two that you played and beat, correct?
Yes.
So we can run through these guys.
I've still got, like, one, like, main quest line. Like, I pretty much finished Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor, okay.
Came real good.
Yeah, that was the surpriser. I you know, I don't really know anything.
I'm kind of not surprised.
Yeah.
You know who made that game, right?
No, who did make that game?
Monolith. You know who Monolith is?
I recognize the name, but I'm not...
Fear and Condemned.
Oh, okay.
You know what that game needed more of, though?
What's that?
Beating the shit out of hobos with 2x4s.
Because, you know...
Shadow of Mordor. Yeah. Needs a hobo 2x4 pack.
Hobo 2x4.
Man, make a new fucking Condemned game. Think about that shit.
I guess.
Holy fuck.
Now, Shadow of Mordor takes place, I guess, prior to all the books or something?
I don't know what you're saying.
Don't know anything. I'm pretty sure it takes place prior to everything.
What do you know about Lord of the Rings?
Quite a bit. I know a lot of the lore that goes on and everything. I've read the... Read the Tolkien books, I've read the Hobbits.
Oh, and here's everything. I'm gonna...
Okay.
I own the movies, I saw them, like, once.
Right.
And I know there's, like, that... The guy in the shroud with the hootin-dootin' with the broken sword.
Yeah.
He's the king.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, it was him.
Steven Tyler's daughter is, like, a...
Elf.
Ghost lady.
Yeah. ghost lady.
There's like a boat with dead dudes on it who show up at the end.
Okay.
There's an elephant that like falls over on a guy.
Right, yeah.
That was kind of alright.
Okay. This is all from the movies, correct? This is what you're talking about in the movies?
I didn't fucking read that book.
No, I mean...
Do I look like I speak Elvish?
This isn't from Shadows of Mordor. Is what
I know...
Right?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening in Shadows of Mordor either. I just skip all the cinematics. I don't know shit.
Okay.
I have an active disdain for everything Lord of the Rings related.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't like...
I haven't seen the new ones. I heard those are shit.
You don't like anything that's pretty much mystic... Babble.
No, that's pretty much your deal. No, wait, you like, fucking put on a loincloth? I'm like, dude, I am out of here. Every time you do it, I'm like, I gotta leave.
I don't do that, so for those at home.
You're just
not on camera.
I just put it on. I gotta go. See you guys next week.
Yeah, like, you know, Dorak the Undulator and all that stuff is not like
Stabby the Murder Simulator.
Alright, that's the title of our second-person shooter game.
That's good.
Second-person shooter.
I just jam words together.
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, like, my knowledge of Lord, like, there's that old guy.
Right, yes.
Who was gray, and then he fell into a hole with a monster.
He died.
And then he was a white guy.
He died and came back, yes. That's the whole thing, so, whatever.
And, like, they didn't even try to explain it. He just shows up, and then he's like, well, he's white now. And everybody's like, well, that's fucking reasonable. And I just, what the fuck? Like, it blew my goddamn mind. Like, not one person in that whole movie was like, well, that doesn't seem very plausible.
Well, the...
I kept waiting for Putty from Seinfeld to show up and go, I don't think this is right.
That doesn't make any sense. just put Patrick Warburton in there. That doesn't make any sense.
I know, magic works. This doesn't seem right. But
yeah.
That's what I know about Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so that's what you know. So,
and there's that kid from Basketball Diaries, isn't it?
Yes, the kid from Basketball Diaries is in that. Yes, so basically, you know nothing of the lore, obviously, which is fine. But what drew you in with this game? What was the big...
The good reviews.
Okay, yeah, right.
And the fact that this game is being made by Monolith.
Yeah.
Yes, we've already stated, I really like.
Really like Monolith, yeah.
The trailers I saw looked really, really good.
Okay.
And... I can suffer through a dumb story.
Right, right, yeah.
Because I know how to skip it.
Okay, right on.
So, this game is Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
With Batman combat.
Okay, that sounds pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie, that sounds amazing, actually.
That's so. That whole game.
Okay. So,
and the topper on top of this is that it also has this system called the Nemesis system.
Okay. What is the Nemesis system?
Which there are a series of captains and war chiefs.
Okay.
And you need to assassinate the captains and get intel on the war chiefs and murder them.
Okay.
To solve this mystery of this ghost dude that's hanging out with you.
Okay.
You're actually two people in this game.
All right.
And you can transition between, like, the light world and the dark world.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Right.
Didn't really listen to a lot of it.
Didn't listen to what that's about, but...
that Smeagol dude was way into it.
Okay.
He likes one of you and doesn't like the other guy.
Okay, yeah.
You sort of look like the dude that was in Lord of the Rings that was the king.
Yeah.
It's kind of like their...
Their whole, hey, you're kind of... this guy, so, like...
It's their whole, like, you know, we're fucking Han Solo.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sort of a dick, but...
Yeah, right. He's a lovable scoundrel, as it were. Right, yeah.
Nerf herder.
That's our word. You're not allowed to use that word. That's our word.
Is that Warzies use that a lot? Is that what Star Wars fans call themselves?
I don't think they have a word for it.
Warzies?
Maybe. I don't know. I know Trekkies, but I don't know anything about.
Are Lord of the Rings fans like Ringsies?
Ringers? Yeah, I don't know. Dead Ringers?
Tolkieners?
Tolkieners? Tolkien. Yeah, guys.
Tolkien Black guys?
Tolkien Black. Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but alright.
You started it.
I know, I did. Anyway.
But yeah, that game is fantastic. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
I do wish some of the environments were a little less, like, fucking heavy metal looking.
Like Metalocalypse background.
Yeah, it's all just like fucking lava planet of doom.
The ironworks next to the volcano.
Yeah, like everything is right next to the fucking volcano in this game.
Just a shop. Just sitting there like, I've set up my shop here.
Where's Dirk? He's over there by the volcano.
Well,
I should have known that.
Why didn't I know that earlier?
But yeah, like, you know, it's you get to take on strongholds.
Okay.
And basically overthrow captains, murder them, you know, get intel, do some missions that are usually just involve you murdering more people.
Right.
The cool system that you get later on is that you can basically start dominating captains' minds.
Okay. Interesting.
And basically it involves you, like, reaching into a dude's skull,
mm-hmm.
and you basically become their master.
Okay.
And you can activate them like fucking sleeper cells.
Oh, interesting.
So you can have a whole bunch of dudes get infected, and then a war chief walks out, and just, boom, hot glass of murder for you.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fucking great.
I like that. Hot glass of murder. Sweet dose of murder.
The first time I did that, where I basically dominated all of the archers around,
right.
So that as soon as I went down and the fight started, and then just a barrage of arrows came in and none of them hit me, I was like, this is damn brilliant.
This is...
Yeah, that game... It's like a 5 out of 5.
Wow, there you go.
That game is...
You don't throw those out that often.
That game is real good. That is a... that is best of the year candidate kind of game.
Whoa! There you go.
That game is very satisfying.
Right.
It's very quick. It's very stabby.
Yeah.
It's incredibly bloody.
Okay.
Like, right. You remember, like, all the parts in Batman where you do, like, a sweet fucking, like, you know, roundhouse kick and you watch a dude fall?
Sure.
Imagine that, except you cut a dude's head off and that slow-mo is his head spinning.
Oh, nice.
Fucking super gory.
That's metal.
It's, yeah, this is a fucking Slayer album cover. This game is opening up for Morbid Angel. Like, that's what's happening here.
There you go.
If you're not careful, you'll come home and find out that this game has actually purchased a bunch of Wasp records off of Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
What are these doing here?
What are these? Why are there rat and wasp records everywhere?
Ow! We are Satan's people!
Oh, man. There you go.
That's like all the 80s metal references I had for the day.
This one just snuck under any kind of radar that I had. I didn't really think anything about this game.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
That game will win a staggering number of Game of the Year awards, I'm sure of it.
Wow. Wow. There you go.
That is a game that I think everybody will be talking about.
Wow. There you go. Sounds awesome.
It's not a really good time for Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Because those new movies are shit.
Yeah.
Like, even people I know who really like Lord of the Rings think these movies are shit.
They're pretty bad. They're not that great. I mean, you know, I don't hate them, but
it's like,
not.
What if you put out a really good Harry Potter game right now?
Yeah.
It's not a really good time for Harry Potter.
Right, yeah. Yeah, true.
You might be able to bring in some of the exterior people,
mm-hmm.
but that fan base is a lot smaller than it was 5 years ago. That active, engaged fan base is a lot smaller.
Sure, yeah.
I wonder why this is called Middle-Earth.
Shadow of Mordor. Is that... Oh, it's Middle Earth. I think they're doing more... isn't that just like the
I bet Warner Brothers doesn't own the name Mordor.
They probably don't for the... There's probably a whole big thing about New Line versus what they can use and everything. They probably don't own the Lord of the Rings, but they can say Middle Earth.
But, like, the dude looks like the Smeagol that was in the movies, and he sounds like him.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because sometimes you can have, you know, the rights to properties, names, characters, all that stuff.
Not the name of the thing.
But not the title of it. That happened with that John Carter thing a while ago. So.
Well, and that happened with Monolith.
Yeah.
The company who made this game.
Right.
After they made Fear 1, they didn't own the rights to the Fear name.
Okay.
So Fear 2 Project Origin was originally announced as Project Origin, and it was going to have all the same characters, but they just couldn't use the name.
They couldn't use Fear.
Okay. And then the company that owned the Fear name ended up selling it back to them and just said, well, without any of the characters, it's kind of useless to us, so here you go.
Kind of worthless, that.
But do you have any questions about Shadow of Mordor?
I don't. I actually just want to see it. Like, I want to play it, actually. I'd love to play it, actually. So maybe make that a hips too. But yeah, absolutely. It sounds pretty fun. I love the Arkham fight style. I freaking love that stuff. And is it as fluid as like Arkham City and not like Origins? Because Origins was stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. It's good. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a symbol that pops over dudes' heads for for
counters.
For counters and unavoidable moves, and
there you go.
Yeah, dude, this is that game.
Same deal, but with
rumor has it this was a Lord of the Rings game.
Yeah,
it was a Batman game.
Oh,
and they came up with that Nemesis system, and they said this will probably work better for Lord of the Rings.
Interesting,
because it was going to be like gang bosses,
and then you take them
to lead
out
up to the supervillains.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
but for some reason, like either the experiment didn't work in Batman, or they didn't want too many people in the pot with Batman or whatever.
Right.
So this ended up becoming a Lord of the Rings game.
Okay. There you go. Cool. What, may I ask, is the last game that we're going to talk about today? What other game did you play and pretty much beat?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
If you watched our 24-hour live stream.
I did watch quite a bit of it, and I was here for 7 hours of it? 8 hours? Yeah, 8 hours of it.
As you may know.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Halo.
Yes, you are. So we're going to cap it off, I'm assuming, with the new anniversary bundle of Halo.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection.
Yes, right. It's got the anniversary stuff, it's got...
It includes...
Okay, what all is this?
Halo 1 Anniversary.
Right.
That was remade 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
running in 1080p at 60 frames.
Right.
It includes a brand new remade Halo 2 Anniversary.
Okay. These are the same games, repackaged with better graphics.
And the Halo 2 remake is brand new.
And the Halo 2 remake is brand new, got new stuff in it and whatnot. Right.
It has Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Running at 1080p and 60 frames.
Yeah.
And it has Halo 4.
Right.
Running at 1080p at 60 frames.
By God, that's a lot of Halo. And it comes
with every map.
Yeah.
From every game.
Every
game. Including DLC, as well as Spartan Ops for Halo 4. It's over 100 maps.
So, being a Halo fan, you're a pretty happy guy right now, I would say.
Do you remember when they made Super Mario All-Stars?
I do remember when they made Super Mario All-Stars.
That was that generation's Halo the Master Chief.
All right, that's a good comparison, actually.
That was four of the best games...
It was. Packaged.
...ever made.
Yeah, packaged into one thing.
Into one thing.
Yeah, plus extra stuff that we never got to see before in Mario 2 / The Lost World, so... So that's the best description of this I've ever heard, actually.
Yes.
I can sympathize with that one.
And, you know, on top of just remaking Halo 2,
yeah.
they did the anniversary treatment
okay.
to six of the best maps
okay.
from Halo 2.
All right.
So that actually makes that 12 maps.
Mm-hmm.
Those six become 12.
Right.
And the remade maps... Like, Halo 2 Remade looks pretty good.
Right.
It has to still run the original engine, so they couldn't completely go nuts with it.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I think that Halo 3 probably looks better than the Halo 2 remake.
Okay.
But the Halo 2 remake still looks really great.
Right, right.
It's just smooth, it's quick, it looks nice, and the cinematics for that are fucking phenomenal.
Right.
All the cinematics are made by Blur.
Okay.
They're the company that makes a lot of the cinematics for, like, E3.
E3 at all.
And these guys charge, like, over $100,000 a minute.
Yeah.
And there's 56 minutes of this shit.
Wow. Yeah, see, Blur is that company. Like, all those trailers, all those cinematics that you see, it's all done by one company.
That Dead Island Blur. Trailer that made everybody go out and buy that game? That was Blur.
That was Blur. It was all Blur stuff. Now, that was a good trailer, but...
That was a good trailer.
It was a great trailer.
The cinematics in this game are fucking astounding.
Yeah.
I have basically finished Halo 2.
Right.
I played about the first quarter of Halo 1.
Okay.
I played about the first third of Halo 3.
Wow.
And I played about the first two... Well, about the first act of Halo 4.
Right. Because you just beat that on a live stream, so...
Well, I don't care. I can
just... That's what I'm saying. It's like, so like, why... Yeah.
I could just continually play those games.
True, true, yeah.
Couple things I realized.
Okay.
Given the fact that I just played a whole fuckload of Halo.
Yeah.
Heroic is super easy now. I'm gonna move all those games to Legendary.
Wow. Yeah.
I was walking through those
through
games.
Through Heroic, yeah, yeah.
Which is the second to top difficulty.
Right.
Granted, they get harder at the end, but I was just fucking breezing through.
Well, after you played all of Reach on Legendary, all of 4 on Legendary, for 24 hours straight in a zombie-like state, I assume that you could just...
It's very walk. Zen.
Yeah, right? Pop tent!
Pop tent! But it feels very much like an extension of myself at this point.
Right.
This is, as we speak, this is 3 days after the game came out.
Right. 3 days after that game came out, and you've essentially beaten Halo 2, gotten through a quarter of Halo 1, a third of Halo 3, and first act of Halo 4. So you basically smorgasbord all of those games within the 72 hours that you've had it. Have you played any of the multiplayer?
That's the thing. That's right. The caveat.
Okay.
Is that as of this time, three days after launch,
right,
I have been able to play about 10 games.
About 10 games.
Of
multiplayer.
Of multiplayer.
Okay.
That game has matchmaking issues right now.
Okay.
Something is wrong with the way that it's matching players.
Right.
If you let it sit at matchmaking, you will eventually get in a game.
Right.
And if you stay in that game and people don't leave, you just start ripping through games.
Right.
And it's perfectly fine.
Right.
But the problem is, if people are hopping in, hopping out, and you've got to go back to that initial search again.
Right.
That's a slow process. I have sat at that load screen for 10 minutes.
Right. I actually came in, and you wanted to show me a bit of that. And we had to just start the podcast prior to that because it just wasn't linking anybody up. It wasn't fine.
We actually got caught in a really fucked up time loop. there were 6 people in there. It's a 10-person game, this mode I was in, Team Slayer.
Sure.
For the Halo 2 anniversary match. Because I wanted to show them these maps because, I shit you not, it's the best-looking shit I've ever seen.
Right.
These maps are astonishing.
Like, yeah, that was the first thing you said to me when I walked in here, was like, you gotta look at this, because it, like, looks amazing.
It's the kind of thing that, like, you just want to grab someone and go, come to my house and look at this.
Is this real? Is this... I need to know if this is real.
I shit you not, these maps are fucking mind-blowing. I don't know if it's because I played so many hours of what they used to look like.
Right.
But the grenade explosion effects in this look fucking ridiculous. Like,
nice.
It just, there are so many parts about it that just are fucking insane.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, the maps look great. Awesome. I feel like I don't want to overstate this.
Right, right. It looks
good. Those fucking... Yeah.
This is good. It's good stuff.
Well, you know the first thing we did was...
What's that?
I had a buddy come over.
Okay.
The day it came out.
Okay.
And he lives a couple streets over.
Okay.
And he calls me and says, "Hey, man, what you doing?" "I'm about to play some Halo." He's like, "Man, I haven't played that in about 10 years.
All right, cool.
Come on over.
Come on over, we'll play some Halo.
So he comes over, yeah. Sits on the couch, and I said, "We need to do an experiment real quick."
Okay.
So we loaded up Halo 1.
Yeah.
And we loaded up Blood Gulch.
Right.
And I got in a truck.
Uh-huh.
And he got in a truck.
Uh-huh.
And we drove to the center of the map.
Okay.
And we crashed into each other. And my Jeep, like, flipped around all crazy and kind of shot off into the air.
Sure.
Just like it used to.
Yeah, just the way it
all. All the physics that you like
mm-hmm.
are still here.
Yeah.
It's like a loving...
embrace from an old friend.
Yes, this is just like a fucking sloppy, wet kiss from a chick you fucked in a truck stop bathroom. This is just, this is everything you want it to be, and more.
There you go.
If you've never played Halo before.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't know if you'd, like, you wouldn't recommend this to anybody that hadn't played Halo prior, or? Like, because what if, like,
if you have a feeling of curiosity.
Right. Like, say you've never played a Halo game prior because you weren't really into games when it came out. You were young. This isn't me, obviously. I just never played them. But I never had an Xbox. But anyway, but if you were young and, like, this was the first time where, like, you get to experience, like, an Halo 1, 2, 3, 4, and, you know, 3 and 4, all in one package, would you recommend that? To that guy.
It's the best way for you to ever play them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's to play them online, like, it's the only way other than the PC version to play Halo 1 and 2 online.
Right, okay. Because
the original Xbox servers are offline.
Right.
And all that tunneling shit.
That's true,
for
yeah.
the original Xbox to play Halo 1 online is offline because they took GameSpy down and all that shit was done through GameSpy.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of the only way.
Yeah.
For you to play those maps, so if you've ever played it before and you want to go back,
yeah,
sure.
Right.
If you've never played it before and you're curious, yes. Like, it's the most game. Like, it's...
Right.
On the Game of the Year Awards, those are for best game.
Right. Gotcha.
Is this the best game of the year? Probably not.
Right.
But if there was a category for most game?
Most, like, the most, yeah, like, the most content,
what's the
for
most,
money.
What's the most game of the year?
That's the most game of the year. The most content for your money? Is that
yeah, what like, it's, if there is a 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag award, that's it.
That's it right there.
But, like, if you're somebody who... just never liked Halo, or
right. Well, clearly, yeah.
Don't have any affinity for it, or don't think you'd be interested.
Sure.
No, I don't know.
Obviously,
what?
Not. Yeah, it's like clearly
this isn't going to change your fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I have heard that the Halo 5 beta that's in there,
right?
We got to see it last week.
Interesting.
Like the press did.
Yeah. Have people been talking about?
I heard it looks like Advanced Warfare.
Interesting.
They put all that boost shit in there.
Interesting.
Like, fucking, that game's got...
They just put all the boost things...
Like, everybody's doing it now.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's just doing it.
And what's weird is that, like, nobody's copying off each other because they're all making these games at the same fucking time.
Same time, yeah.
It's like, just weird that everybody all at once was like, what if you could just move, like, fucking crazy fast?
I picture it's just, like, one, like, trench-coated salesman going to all the guys like, "Hey, you want to see this boost technology?" And he's just handing it out to all of them.
Old Gil wants to say this.
Old Gil, hey, guys. Let's say this boost thing. It's boost mechanic.
But yeah, like, you know, so as of right now, I can't give, like, a seal of approval on it because the multiplayer's not there.
Right, right.
It'll be there.
It'll be there eventually.
It's Microsoft's biggest game.
Right.
And at least as opposed to most games where they come out, and the multiplayer doesn't work. I'm not making excuses for this at all.
Right.
But when I first got it and I brought it home, I had already heard rumors that the multiplayer didn't work.
Right.
So I sat down, tried to get into one multiplayer match, and then I just started playing all the games.
Right.
Like, there's so much other stuff for you to do in there that if the multiplayer is not working, for a while it wouldn't matter.
Right, yeah.
Because there's so much other shit for you to see.
Yeah.
And, man, you know what the most shocking thing is?
What's that?
Halo 1 anniversary looks great.
Okay.
Halo 4 still looks like current gen.
Yeah.
In 1080p at 60?
Right.
The game looks current gen.
Right, yeah.
It's weird. That game looked fucking fantastic on the 360. It looks amazing now.
Wow.
But Halo 2 Remake looks really good. The clicking back and forth between old and new graphics, kind of shocking because your mind's eye remembers that looking a whole lot better than it does.
Right, yeah.
It's almost like, is this like fucking broken? Like, some of this looks kind of bad.
Is this busted? What's going on?
But the most mind-blowing thing for me, and I've heard some people say they don't like the look of it, Halo 3 looks nuts!
Yeah.
That game looks nuts!
Really good, does it?
Holy shit! 60 frames on that game looks crazy!
Right.
Because that game already had fucking phenomenal lighting.
Right.
And whenever, like, the fucking dropships blow up, there's that awesome blue explosion and shit.
Right.
And all that bloom lighting that comes off of it.
Yeah.
At a super high frame rate and really high resolution.
Right.
It looks nuts! The bubble shields?
Right.
Are fucking weird!
Bup dead!
They do this glinting gold thing off the edges now that I've never seen before!
Yeah?
I don't know if it's like a weird graphical glitch or something, but they look nuts! It's like they're coated in diamonds around the edge now. It's really weird!
So, if you're wondering his review of Halo 3 on the anniversary edition, it's nuts!
Dude, fuck!
Oh,
let's go play some Halo 3.
Let's play some Halo 3. Alright, cool, cool. So that's everything you've played recently and beaten recently, correct? Any
Bayonetta's awesome.
Yeah, Bayonetta's good too. But we did cover a lot of Bayonetta. And
go watch that video of Bayonetta.
Go watch that video of Bayonetta. I was actually really happy how that turned out. I thought that was probably our best one so far. So
That Hoss Approved sticker, I think it's pretty good.
I thought I liked that, yeah. I'm going to make a really good one. It's going to be like a real looking seal. So
yeah.
I kind of tossed that one together. So I'll have a good one that's like approval. So
yeah. I want like a
yeah.
I want a red stamp that just says like fuck it for games I don't like.
Fuck it or like nah man.
It's like nah
man.
All right, so here's my whole scale.
Okay, all right, we're going to have a scale for the site. Here we go.
Nah.
Eh. Meh. And.
Dope. And super dope.
Super dope. What about nuts?
All the way at the top, the five-star is five star. Nuts!
Pup tent!
All right, I would be good with...
Yeah.
Nah.
Eh. Nah.
Super dope.
Super dope.
No, wicked.
Wicked. Okay.
Super dope.
Super dope.
And then nuts.
And then non and meh with it. Okay. All right. Cool. That's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 star. All right. Cool. I think we've got our new system now. I'll make badges for each one of them.
It's not like a picture of me yelling next to each one. I'm like,
I'm going to need some selfies, and you're pretty good with the selfies.
Dude, I got a million of them.
Okay, I'm going to need some selfies of, like, representations of each one of those, so.
Just oh, dude, over. My face from the picture of me wearing a Wonder Woman Snuggie.
True.
That yeah. should be the meh.
That should be the meh.
Because I'm like,
Nah, yeah. There you go. There you go. All right. Just take some and send them to me. Just whatever you need, just all from the same angle, do it against that white wall over there. I'll make those into badges. It'll work. Yeah. We'll do it up.
But the one for, like, fucking nuts? I want that to be, like, anime face.
Okay. I
like
can do that.
Stars.
Like star eyes.
Like a nuclear explosion going off.
I can do that. So that's a bit of house cleaning for the Video Destruct...
Yeah, I'm about to start writing. I have a project working.
Okay.
I'm going to begin working on my text document.
Right.
For the game of the year.
Okay, cool.
I've kind of decided upon myself here recently.
Yeah.
As the editor-in-chief for a site that doesn't seem to write anymore. I didn't want to just...
We'll get back to it, though.
I just didn't want to consistently just write just to write.
Right. Correct.
I think my goal now, as far as, like, a lot of our writing goes, like, I want to make, like, a top 10 game of the year kind of thing.
Right.
It's like a recommendation guide is also, is just kind of, like, you know, I feel like I have things to say about certain games that came out.
Sure, absolutely.
But I also feel like a lot of my output for writing for the site from now on...
Yeah.
I want to start taking more of a critical view.
Okay.
I think my goal in writing for the site from here on out is going to be more talking about things happening around the industry.
Okay.
Things affecting the industry. Like,
yeah,
I've been stewing around the idea of, like, and I don't want to write it now because I just waited too long, but, like, you know, when that whole Gamergate thing was going on, like...
Oh, boy.
It was so disgusting.
It was pretty gross from all ends of every spectrum of that thing. I don't want to get into it because it's not... Go look that up. Go to Encyclopedia Dramatica or wherever. Look that up if you want to know about what we're talking about. Because I'm not discussing it here. I'm just not. It's not worth even talking about. It was the most pedestrian, immature, child screaming... over the internet I've ever seen.
Yeah.
From both sides. All sides. Yeah. It was just it was a mess. And
the one thing I will say, though, is there's no excuse to ever send death threats to someone.
No, absolutely not. No, no excuse at all. But yeah, it's just like, but it's, you know, it's never an excuse. Never send out somebody's personal address. Just disgusting.
Yeah.
Horrid, wretched shit.
Invasions of all ends of
all
privacy.
All ends of privacy. And, you know, regardless of where you land on any part of that argument... Fucking disgusting that behavior, and that's it's something that never needed to escalate to the point that it did, and it really was the most immature. And quite honestly, all like the people were criticizing, like, you know, regular media picking up on it and then criticizing the gaming community for it. As far as I'm concerned, it's well deserved. Any criticism of the gaming community from that whole display. Well deserved, because they let that go out. They let game, you know, people who play games, gamers, if you want to call them that, they let that get into, they let it get out of hand. Period. You got to rope in your own people. Sorry, you just do. Sonic fans, you got to stop. If you want a good game, stop buying it. You know, it's just stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just like,
you know, I learned something weird about Sonic this week.
What is that? What'd you learn about Sonic this week?
Well, the original Sonic the Hedgehog game. The original.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Right. He was going to have a girlfriend that was human. Is that what you were going to say? Yeah, Madonna. Yeah.
What is it with them about, like, animals fucking humans?
I don't know. It's a furry thing. I don't know what to tell you. So we're getting way off track
what
here.
What the fuck?
Yeah, man, Madonna. They even took the Madonna character and put it into...
Sonic 06.
But it was like a... Yeah, they put a girl, a human girl in it, I think, but... the Madonna character was...
You seen a lot of that fan art on the internet?
Sonic
is...
Type Sonic into DeviantArt.com and you'll see a lot of shit, bro. Like, just Sonic...
I have seen Sonic the Hedgehog, alright?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Type that into DeviantArt and you'll see plenty of shit. But no, the character Madonna was put into Vigilante, I think, which is an old Sega game, too. And it was the same character. Yeah.
Holy shit, she was in Vigilante?
She was the girl in Vigilante.
That was TurboGrafx.
Yeah, it was a TurboGrafx, I believe. Yeah, Sega made game.
That was a Turbo CD game.
Yeah, Turbo CD, yeah. And they put that was Madonna, it was the same character. They were like, let's use this Madonna character over here. Yeah. That's Sonic's girlfriend in Vigilante. See, stuff like that. We can write about that kind of stuff. So.
I don't want to write about
You don't want to write about stuff that'll blow your mind?
No, I don't want to write about fucking Sonic.
I wrote a thing about Sonic that was okay, I thought. Like, wasn't about the gameplay or anything.
Yeah, like, the problem is, It's like saying Candyman a bunch of times.
True. If you do it too much, it's gonna... Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I know if you say it in the mirror, it's not gonna make anything happen.
Right.
But if I said it a bunch of times and something bad happened, yeah, I would always wonder why.
Why? Why did that bad thing happen?
And if you say Sonic a bunch of times, they'll make another fucking game. I'm sure they're gonna make them anyway, but I feel responsible.
We should all feel responsible for Sonic games to get made.
I haven't purchased a Sonic game with my own money.
No.
Since Sonic Heroes.
Yeah, okay.
For the PS2.
For the PS2, yeah. Wow. There you go.
Sonic Heroes! Sonic Heroes!
I think that might be the end of this. There we go. We'll see you next time.
Yep.
On the Video Destruct Podcast.
Do you not know that song?
I do.